Now, 25 to 8, it's a very good morning to Darren Frell. Darren.
Good morning, Brian, and what a busy morning it is in the world of sport. Let's start with the golf from overnight and into the early hours of this morning. The American Colin Morikawa emerged as a shock winner of the 2020 US PGA Championship after an absolutely flawless round in San Francisco in the early hours of this morning. A remarkable win for a young player who was only in his second year on tour. Greg Allen reports.
When the date of the US PGA Championship was confirmed last May, as the COVID-19 pandemic had a full grip on the world, the idea of a major golf championship in August, even without fans, seemed far-fetched. But what transpired over the last 4 days in San Francisco would have stretched even the most optimistic perspective on how it all might pan out. From day one, it had all the tension of a major, and yesterday, on the back nine, with seven players tied for the lead, it became one of the most compelling sporting events of the year, eventually producing one of the most extraordinary winning performances in the championship's history, as 23-year-old Colin Morikawa, who 15 months ago was an amateur college player in America, wrestled control of his own destiny to break clear with a final round of 64, and making quite the statement in doing so, with the eagle 2 on the par 4 16th, where he drove the ball almost 300 yards to 7 feet from the hole, a complete stroke of genius destined to go down in the folklore of the championship, and it took him to 13 under par, and an eventual two-stroke win over Paul Casey and Dustin Johnson.
I'm on cloud nine. I don't know about you guys, but yeah, you know, I've believed in myself since day one, and I've said it. I feel very comfortable in this position. You just had to play well. It's you either win or you lose. You know, went full steam ahead there.
Meanwhile, four dropped shots in the last five holes relegated Shane Lowry to a tie for 66th place on three over par after a 74.
Spoke the bogey on them 15. We really felt that, you know, it wasn't far away this week.
Rory McIlroy incidentally closed with a 68 for a 2-under par total and a tie for 33rd place.
And lots more on that golf for the next hour here on Morning Ireland. Shamrock Rovers are 6 points clear at the top of the SSE Electricity League Premier Division. They came from behind to beat Derry City 2-1 in Derry. And the home team consider themselves a little bit unlucky last night because they might have even snatched a draw at the end, only to be denied by a brilliant save by Manus Boyle. Eric White spoke to the Derry City manager Declan Devine after the game.
Tonight, yes, Rovers were good, but so were we. We were good without the ball. We have to strive to get better, but I think the players deserve huge credit. They've had a real tough week. Mentally losing to Sligo was a big one for us, but our performance on Monday and our performance tonight, we've got to take a positive and actually believe in ourselves a wee bit more, that if this is the benchmark in Irish football, then tonight we weren't a million miles away.
Just a word on the opposition. Do you think you were beaten by the champions-elect there tonight?
I don't care, Eric. I really don't care. Good luck to them. Good luck to whoever's going for the league titles. All I'm concerned about is getting us up to that level. So look, whoever wins it will deserve it. We've got to understand that they're a fantastic side and we've took them to the death tonight. But look, ultimately we've come up short, but the players deserve huge, huge credit.
Yeah, it's a big couple of hours ahead for Derry City because the draw for the Europa League qualifying stages will be made later this morning and they're among the teams looking to find their destiny. The Extra.ie FAI Cup gets underway at Finn Park tonight. Finn Harps against St. Patrick's Athletic, a more condensed tournament this time around. Just the top flight teams and the first division teams involved. There's only three games in this opening round, two more tomorrow night. Celtic could only draw 1-1 with Kilmarnock. In Scotland, Rangers 3-1 winners against St Mirren. Tyrone's Colm McShane will miss the 2020 Football Championship this winter. He suffered a setback in his recovery from an ankle injury. Club action continued over the weekend. Full roundup available on the RTE Sport website. But one of the more eye-catching results was another big win for the All-Ireland champions, Curra Finn. They racked up 4-18 as they beat Monavay Abbey by 23 points. Second big win for them in the Galway Championship, and their manager is Kevin O'Brien.
I suppose we made a few changes today and that probably focused the mind and we're trying to get a few lads back from injury. So, you know, just another game for us and we focus getting back into training again Tuesday, Wednesday night. And, you know, the lads were eager for that today. Good game again today, but probably under tough conditions. It was very hot out there, but I suppose the water breaks in particular came into good effect, you know.
Colin Kelly, two goals there in the second half.
Yeah, he came on and played really, really well and it's great to see him get his opportunity and, you know, he's been training well for us and I suppose Matty Cooley as well, his first game out in senior starting and I think he played well as well and won some good ball for us inside, which is an aspect of his game that, you know, he's learning all the time. But It was great to see those guys, and you know, they're learning within a special group, and they're marking probably class defenders week in, week out, so that's good for them.
Kevin, speaking with Mike McCartney after the game yesterday, Ronnie O'Sullivan beat Ding Junhui 13-10 to reach the quarterfinals of the World Snooker Championships. Now, as we know, Ronnie has quite a catalogue of memorable post-match quotes over the years, but his interview last night topped them all. If you haven't heard it, make sure you tune in at 8:35. This is one not to be missed, I promise you that. Anthony McGill completed the quarterfinal lineup. He beat Jamie Clark 13-12. Max Verstappen took the honours at the 70th anniversary Grand Prix yesterday. And finally, there's racing today in Ballinrobe, and the action there gets underway at 4:45. Back in an hour.
Has Ronnie outdone Roy Keane, Darren?
Absolutely. Make sure you tune in, Audrey.
I certainly will.